What is your name and occupation?
My name is Callie, and I am the co-owner, CEO, and director of Sagem Saturdays.
All right. When you and your organization started adding team members to your team, what exactly made you choose to start actually adding team members?
Well, we kind of just, like, I'm pretty sure we just, like, one day just wanted to be like, hey, we can have more people on our team. Because at first it was just a small team. Because it was just, like, me, like, you know, us and just friends. And we just, like, really ran tournaments. But then we realized that we could probably, you know, make something with this. So in order to just, like, you know, start us off, we posted a Google form online, see if people would join. Yeah, that's how we basically started. And the reason why we just wanted people in it was because we just wanted to see what we could do. We just, you know, threw an idea at a wall and hopefully it stuck. And that's it worked out.
Okay, that's fair. I can understand that. Okay. Whenever you guys started actually adding them, do you think it went smoothly at first adding them, or was there any, like, bumpy moments whenever you
were working on that? I think it was a little bit bumpy. We, like, because it was, like, tryout in a type of way, and there were some people that weren't really fit for it, and sometimes it caused drama. And then after the first few members, they were one had to leave due to unrealized circumstances. Wasn't active because of college, so it was kind of bumpy. Yeah, I would say.
Okay, got you. Who were the first four people that joined the team, and what are they like exactly?
So, are we talking about competitive roster?
Yeah, we're talking about your competitive roster.
Okay. Well, I believe the first four was Albert Doug, Hopeful Romantic, and Tanaka. And the fourth were actually, I think, tied, because I think we signed both Kirby and B-Time. So I think technically we didn't have a first four, we had a first five, because they were both signed at the end. So I think that's kind of how, if I remember correct, might have had my history wrong.
Been a while. Do any of them, like, stick around now, or are some of them gone?
Out of those people that I just mentioned, two are gone, but still stuck around.
Do the team members or comp members receive anything while they're under your organization?
So it all depends, really. As a sponsor, we try to give competitors, you know, more of a incentive to grinding. At first, they did get paid for every top 8 they made online, whether if it was a pretty decent bracket. Those practices weren't the best financially, but I don't think it was still a bad idea. And other than that, we provide any funds to help them go to in real life tournaments that are, like, you know, big tournaments. We've helped people with housing, food, etc. And then also just being in an org, having that ability to have connections with, you know, other org members, being able to represent our brand and people recognizing that and fight them, you know, in order to improve themselves, or whether it be connection-wise, social media, can really help them boost their brand and boost their ability